the Pat Metheny Group. And we're talking about ADHD and how we can deal with it. And this is a moment of empowerment as we share with you some of the things that can be done at home that don't have a whole lot to do with medical attention. Not saying that medical attention should not be part of the mix. Just saying this part doesn't deal with, does not address medications. It addresses what we can do, steps we can take to help our children with ADHD deal with it. So one of those things that we can do, this has to do with the breakdown, specifically breaking tasks down. One of the things that I mentioned to you, and as you know, we looked at this, one example is that the child needs to take care of their room. And, you know, we want them to, quote unquote, because what parent has not said this? Clean your room. Clean your room. Clean it. Come on now. We look at that room. We see a disaster. Our child with AD, our child who doesn't have ADHD, just our children look at that room and they see a disaster and they say, what? Clean this? How? A child with ADHD sees this disaster and thinks, wait a minute, ain't no way. I'll be dead before I get this room clean. They see a disaster that cannot be overcome any kind of way. So you need to break it down for them. Clean your room. And by clean your room, I mean, and then list each task that needs to be done in order for that room to be clean. And you may need to write it down for them. I know it takes a little bit more time, but hey, sometimes, regardless of age, we need some help remembering, recalling what we're supposed to do. That's why things to do lists can be so helpful. So, all right, I want you to clean your room. That goes in all capital letters at the top of the page. Number one, make the bed. Number two, put your toys that are on the floor back into the toy box. Number three, if your clothes are clean, or just say, put clean clothes. Fold clean clothes and put them in the drawer, or hang clean clothes in the closet, whichever place they belong. Most people won't hang up their socks, so they'll probably put those socks in the drawer. But most people, a lot of people, will hang up their pants or their shirts. So, fold clean clothes and put them in the drawer, or hang clean clothes in the drawer. And you explain to them, hey, look, if it's something that's supposed to be folded and put in the drawer, then fold it and put it in the drawer. You know you normally hang your pants and shirts up in the closet, so when your pants and shirts are clean, hang them up and put them in the closet, not on the floor. And so you've explained this to them, so even if the child has ADHD, they should be able to look at that paper where you've written or typed, fold clean clothes and put them in the drawer, or hang clean clothes in the closet. They should be able to remember which ones get folded, which ones get hung up. So you're breaking down the goal of having a clean room into several smaller tasks that, when all completed, will lead to, bring about, produce a clean room. When your child has done that, have them look at it. When it's right, or along the way, step back. Okay, Mom, I'm finished. All right, let's take a look at it. And have your child review his work, review her work with you. Okay, what else needs to be done? And see if the child can figure it out first. Give your son, give your daughter time to look over that room and tell you what else needs to be done. Then whatever they miss, point it out to them. This needs to be. That needs to be. And then leave them to do it. Don't stand there and watch them the whole time. That's too much work for you. That's too much stress on you. And it takes away from the child's ability to learn that he or she can work independently, even if they need to receive instructions at first. All right, so let them do what they need to do. Go check it out. If it really is absolutely overwhelming because they have just wrecked that room and they need some help, it may be okay to give a little bit of help to help them make a dent in the work that needs to be done and then leave it to them to do the rest. All the time letting them know, we're not going to do this anymore, though. You're the one who's allowed to sleep in this room. You're the one who has the responsibility of keeping it straight. And emphasize to your child, all your children, whether they have ADHD or not, that it is so much easier to get the room clean and then keep it clean by putting everything where it belongs right away. The dirty clothes, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, dirty clothes, put dirty clothes in the dirty clothes hamper. And keep instilling it within them. When your dirty clothes come off your body, put them in the dirty clothes hamper. If a clean shirt comes off your body, hang it up when you take it off. Clean pants, those pants are still clean. You're sure they're still clean? All right. Anytime you take pants off and they're still clean, when you take them off, put them on the hanger and hang them in the closet. And every so often, look into that room, see what it's looking like. Don't let the child have time to make that place a disaster again. Now stop the child before it gets to that point. All right, you haven't been keeping up with your room. And it would be great to keep a chart that your child keeps up with. You have the chart that's labeled at the very top center, keep room clean. And then all those different breakdowns that we mentioned, and you could have it broken down so it's truly a chart. Whether you want to go Sunday through Saturday or Monday through Sunday, however worked best for your child. And have blocks under each task so that once your child has completed the task for that day, each time he completes a task for that day, he puts a check mark or an X in that block that indicates, okay, I've hung all my clean clothes up today. Check mark in the box or X, whichever your child prefers. Might want to use some kind of coloring tool to color in the box. However they want to do it. Even if they want to mix it up. This week, they may want to color in the blocks. Next week, they may want to do the check marks. But ask them to be consistent from 1 week to the next rather than changing from 1 day to the next, so that you be absolutely sure that you know what they mean by their markings. Unless you all are going to agree to something like, if there's no mark in the box, no coloring, no X, no check mark, then I'll know that means you did not complete that task. So if you have not completed it, don't put anything in that block. Be honest and leave that block open. Leave it blank. And you're helping your child do some other things that we talked about earlier. You're helping them develop structure. You're also helping them develop discipline. So important. All right. And of course, with the structure, you're also helping them be organized. I'll be right back.